This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Houston-based affiliate of Planned Parenthood, despite a lesser penalty being announced last week, will pay now over $4 million to settle the first of two whistleblower complaints for Medicaid fraud. Jill Stanek, who began her pro-life career as a nurse who discovered abortions in her Chicago workplace, says there is still little incentive for this Planned Parenthood affiliate to stop committing fraud. After committing $30 million of fraud in this case, they settled for 15 cents on the dollar. Another nearly $6 million whistleblower complaint has yet to be settled. A must-read article at lifenews.com makes a persuasive case against those who say family planning saves money for all of society. Financial analyst Keith Reiler tells how society misses out on literally hundreds of thousands of dollars from the productivity and even taxes paid by someone who is not planned out of existence. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
Beware of deliveries of chocolate chip cookies if you are an abortion protester. During protests over a recent state law restricting abortions, a plate of cookies, personally delivered by North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory, caught abortion activists protesting at his home off guard. The protest faded and protesters went home 8 hours early. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.